AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Where are those two prisoners who escaped from the Dannemora prison in New York last weekend? We may have a hint. New York State Police have closed a road near the prison to investigate a lead, though we don't have any details. Meanwhile, Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says a prison employee befriended the inmates before they broke out.
We have spoken to the female that the media has widely reported on. She was befriended or she befriended the inmates and may have had some sort of role in assisting them, but I'm not prepared to go into details on that.
The woman's been identified in media reports as Joyce Mitchell, a supervisor in the prison tailor shop. But her son, Toby, says she would never have helped killers escape prison. An American fighting with Kurdish forces against the Islamic State group in Syria has been killed in battle. Keith Broomfield was from Massachusetts. He's likely the first American to die fighting with the Kurds. No details on exactly how he died. An attorney for the white Texas police officer who wrestled a black teenage girl to the ground at a pool party says he was not targeting minorities. Lawyer Jane Bishkin represents former McKinney, Texas police officer Eric Casebolt.
Eric regrets that his conduct portrayed him in his department in a negative light. He never intended to mistreat anyone, but was only reacting to a situation and the challenges that it presented.
She says he had just come off a call where a man had killed himself and another call in which a teenager was threatening to kill herself. Casebolt has resigned from the police force and has apologized through his lawyer for the way he treated the girl at the pool party. He and other officers had responded to reports of fights and a disturbance at the pool. This is AP Radio News. Consumer news now. The House has voted to repeal a law requiring country of origin labels on packages of beef, pork, and poultry. Canada and Mexico had opposed the labeling. Some Acura SUVs are being recalled because of a glitch in the automatic braking system. Here's our Sandy Cozell.
The recall involves just under 48,000 MDX and RLX SUVs, the 2014 and 2015 model years. Acura's collision mitigation braking system uses radar to scan in front of the vehicles. If it determines the SUVs might hit an object, it automatically applies the brakes. But Honda, which makes Acuras, has found the system can be fooled into sensing that a guardrail or metal fence on the side of the road is actually an object in front of it. I'm Sandy Cozell.
And for you hockey fans, the Stanley Cup Finals are tied now at 2 games apiece after the Blackhawks' 2-1 victory over Tampa Bay in Chicago. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.